Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I was in the sauna with Lorenzo Neal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
A Street Strider, the world's first 2-in-1 indoor and outdoor elliptical, will change the way you exercise forever. You get the combined benefits of jogging, skiing, and cycling, but without the physical stress on your joints and body. Take the Street Strider outdoors for fun and a full-body workout. And when the weather's bad outside, simply attach it to the indoor training stand for a stationary workout in your home. Ready to have fun and actually look forward to your workouts? Order online now at streetstrider.com. We ship right to your front door. Go online, streetstrider.com. And with that, we bring in the main man, Lorenzo Neal. Hey, Lo, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy? Hey, I just want to know, have you and Guru took out the Street Strider yet? I want you guys to try one. You guys will absolutely love the workout, Guru. You'll love it. Guru, you always pretty in the face, and you like to say slim in the waist. So get you out
not
there, Guru.
Days.
Everyone, let the wind just blow in your hair, Steinmetz, and let the wind just blow and let that long hair you got, Steiny. You guys will have a great time out there Street Striding, baby. Love it.
I've seen them do
what
it.
What do you think, Guru? I don't think I can use it outside where I live, Lo. A lot of hills, a lot of traffic.
That's what you want.
Look at the humble brag.
All right. I know. He's always like that, right, dude. You know this guy. In 2 seconds from now, he's going to do something to set me up.
Yeah,
probably,
that's
you
true.
Know, come at me. Because, Steiny, you know Guru, what he does. He always brings me on, Guru. And, Lo, you remember? What do you think now, Lo? And you were in the same church as me.
Just wait.
A lot of fans were, but let's, you know, I know we're talking about Street Strider. One thing, it's durable. It's a great piece of equipment.
Is it affordable, Lo?
You know what it is. And for you, Guru, you tell them that I sent you, and they'll put you on a payment
plan,
Guru, just for you. But, Guru, the workout is absolutely one word, legendary. You can even use it indoors. It's a stand that you can go get the same cardio. Boom, you're using your arms. You're pulling. It's elliptical indoors. You're leaning. Guru, I'm telling you, buddy.
All right, I'm excited.
You got to have some balance. You should be. But the 49ers, they're pretty exciting right now. And I think they've turned the NFL world upside down because they've been pretty exciting as of late.
Yeah, Lo, about a month ago, I asked you what their chances were to win the Super Bowl. Remember saying this?
It's slim to none, and none has left the building.
Lo, what's up? Well, he didn't even tell me he was doing that. Hey, Lorenzo,
the 49ers going to make the – have any chance to make the playoffs?
It's slim to none, and none has left the building.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
I can handle it.
And I'll tell you what.
Actually, you know what? Before you start, Lo, I'm going to be honest. That was actually – I just asked you about the Rams game that night. It wasn't about the whole season.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
But no, I do. And Here's the deal. I love it. I like it. Steiny, don't ever apologize. I love that you can throw things that I've said back in my face because I enjoy it. In football, that's why it's week to week. It's what have you done for me lately? Mm. And that's why any given Sunday, and that's why you play the game. Herm Edwards, you play to win the game. Football is so interesting, guys. You see some sorry teams can end up winning. The best teams can lose. It just happens in football. But when you look at this Niner team, the last 3 weeks, what has been the biggest difference? We ran the ball last week. They ran the ball, 30, 40 times again? 38, 37? Look at the week before, 42. The week before that, 44. Is this sustainable? And that's what you got to ask yourself. Because the defense, we don't give them enough credit. The defense has played a lot better. Special teams yesterday was, you know, got to get better. You can't give up a kickoff return. But if you look at this team, the defense has allowed this team to run the ball. The offense has controlled the ball. And yesterday, Guru, did you watch the beginning of the ball game?
Yes.
Okay, the first series, Cal Shanahan came out saying, "I'm all right, Jimmy, let's cut it loose. Let's start throwing the ball around the park." How'd that work out for him that first series?
Interception. Three and out? Yeah.
Thank you. It was no consistency, no rhythm. And then what did he do? He said, "Hey, let's go back to what's got us here. Let's stop being cute." Cal Shanahan is at his best when they can run the ball, play action, move the pocket, play good defense, and pound the ball and keep away. That's when Cal Shanahan is at his best. This team is not one of those teams that can play great from behind. So what have they been able to do as of late? Ball control, play keep away, ball control, you know, time of possession, and they're doing that right now masterful, and that is equating to wins for the San Francisco 49ers team.
Lo, it is, and I came in, and I've been consistent. I've told Steiny, and you know this about me, I'll rip you, but I'll also give you credit if it's deserving. And I thought Kyle had lost control of the locker room. Then I was questioning, maybe he's not a leader of men, Lo. It got to that point after I'd given him his flowers, they lost four in a row. And now, with everything you just said that they do, defense playing better, they control the clock, I'm looking at the NFC. There's not a team that you would tell me the Niners could go play on the road, and I would say, Lo, they have no chance. It's parity. This year in the NFL, it is parity. And if the Niners keep this up, Lo, nobody's going to want to see them. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. I think the Niners are still a good team. Now, here's the deal. I don't have them a football favorite to win a Super Bowl. I'm not going to go that far and say they're playing that good of ball. I still see, you know, got to get consistency, more consistency at the quarterback position. I saw yesterday Jimmy G, a lot of balls that he would like to have had back, throwing too high, wide open guys, throwing it in, trying to throw it in into cover, double coverage, triple coverage, watching the robbers, not reading the defense as well as he usually do. So you saw Jimmy at times when they said, "Hey, let's go take it over now." He's not, I don't think he's that type of quarterback, and I don't think he ever will be that type of quarterback. I think that now you have a team that's playing physical, they're running the ball, they're doing the things that they need to do to stay ahead of the sticks on first and second down. But I want to see now, you know, I look at it and I look at Debo, what he brings to the team. Yesterday, what, a 70-yard run, another touchdown. You watch him from the backfield. And I watched another guys from Atlanta, 84, Patterson. Did you guys watch Atlanta yesterday with this running back? He's big. He's actually lining up at tailback position. If you watch Atlanta, Patterson, and he was absolutely running over guys. He's 6'4", 6'5", whatever he may be, and can run the ball pretty effectively. So Debo yesterday, that was a freak accident. That he could have been playing receiver. He stopped, and he hurt his groin. It wasn't like he was running the ball in between tackles. He was running. That could have been like a flank. That was a sweep, Guru. It wasn't like he got hit trying to run over defensive linemen. He actually just pulled his groin. So it was something that was a nagging. So I don't think that played a huge factor because he was running a ball that made him get injured. So I think I'm going to dismiss that. I don't think that had a determining why he got injured. I think that just could have happened. But I think they're playing well. I don't, like I said, don't think that there's necessarily a Super Bowl team. But on any given Sunday, like you said, Guru, they'll play with anybody because they're running the ball well.
Lorenzo Neal joining us on 95.7 The Game. He joins us every Monday at 12:30, and we're happy to have him today. Lo, when this team had lost four in a row, the one thing I think you asked me was, what did you see? And I said, they didn't seem to be playing with a sense of urgency. So my question is, did they start playing with a sense of urgency, or did they get Kittle back and everybody started to execute like they could? And it looks like now they're playing with more energy and effort than they did a month ago.
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things, Steiny. When you look at this team and the way that they're made up of being physical. You went out and paid your all-pro tackle, and you watched the way that they run to 71, and this guy is a beast. You're right. They're playing now with attitude. Sometimes teams put eight guys in a box, and Kyle Shanahan still runs the ball. They do the jet motion, and then they act like they're going to give a jet motion, and you watch the backside has to stay home. So the backside linebacker, because of that jet motion with Debo, because he's been so successful with that sweep, so you fake that motion. Now the backside Sam and the backside safety in the end, he can't collapse. So they stay wide because of the motion. And because of Kittle's, because of his ability in Debo to pull, because he's so successful running the ball, now that side of the defense have to honor that jet sweep. So now when you hand the ball the opposite way, the running back now can run slow to the hole and then fast through. And now he can cut back, and he can cut back because that split second, the defensive end and the outside linebacker had to honor Debo. So you allow those cutback lanes. You allow the sweep and all those perimeters because teams have to stay home and honor what they're doing with all the motions and all those things. When teams don't honor it and they can line up and just play defense and say, nope, crash on that backside, you know, shrink the hole, collapse it, don't give a cutback lane, the 49ers wasn't running the ball with that type of conviction. So, yes, it became an attitude. It became mental. It became physical. And then you watch defensively. Let's talk about the defense. Look who they played a pretty good back yesterday. They were able to hold him down, Kamara, for the most part, hit him in the backfield, injure him. They were hitting him, put a hat, doubling him, hitting him, tripling. Guys were swarm tackling, got him fumbling the ball. Defenses are playing their gap responsibility. They are playing more secure football. And a lot of times, Siney, it wasn't like a lack of effort. It was guys not doing their job. You saw guys saying, I'm going to go make a play, so they'll come on the front side. And then you saw the linebacker be in the same hole, and now there's a big lane. So it wasn't lack of effort at times. It was attention to details, and it was technique. And now when you've seen it, we wanted to – hell, you remember, Guru? They were talking about running the defensive coordinator out of
San Fran. I asked you that question.
You're like, what's going on with this defense? It was a sieve. Every single weekend there was a PI, two to three PIs, giving up third and 18, third. It was not acceptable. Let me use a word. It was ferocious.
Nice.
So, Steiny, when we sit there and we say, oh, the Niners, man, let's be fair and balanced. So, yes, we can talk about the Niners and talk about how well they're playing. And that's great. And it's not that we're jumping on being a bandwagon, but let's go pull up and watch tape and watch the way they played when they were playing bad. And it was uncharacteristic of this team. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't tackle. They couldn't guard anyone. They couldn't do anything right. But that's lack of effort. That was lack of attention to detail. And they were a sieve. So be real with it. So I'm not jumping on the wagon. I'm saying these guys are playing now, like you said, with more conviction. But they're playing more together. And they're doing their job. There's another team out there in the NFL, guys, that's doing their job. And that's the New England Patriots.
Yeah. Lo, you don't got to apologize because you're sounding like me. This team was picked to do big things. Some even whispered Super Bowl. So at 6-5, it was just odd when they went through that spell of four straight games. But I got to get this off my chest.
Okay.
You tell me, because you are a former running back, okay? Elijah Mitchell, sixth-round pick, toted the rock 27 times yesterday for 133 yards. My question to you is, week in, week out, Lo, this dude just seems to know what he's doing, and I don't want to do too much in regard to the pedestal I put him in, but when I say Elijah Mitchell, the Niners got it right, but where are you at in where he ranks as a running back in this current NFL?
Well, I think that he's getting better. I think if you watch him, he's a perimeter runner. He's a guy that they want to get to the perimeter. They give him 7 to 10 sweeps every single game. They pitch the ball and let him pick his way. Like little Charlie Joyner, he finds his hole and he picks it through there and he runs. You know, he's a tough guy. I like the way that he plays. But let's not make this thing mistaken. If you had what's my guy in Tennessee who's out right now?
Henry.
If Derrick Henry was in San Francisco right now with this offensive line and the way this zone, outside zone scheme, with the way that they play, get in line. They would. So it's not even close. He's not even close to Derrick Henry. I'm telling you, you put Derrick Henry in this offense with this offensive line, with the way linebackers would have to play downhill on this side of the ball because you have to stop him. Jimmy G would throw for 3,000-4,000 yards because of those windows would be open because of Derrick Henry, what he can do. So Mitchell is playing well. And he's a good back, Guru. And that's not a mistake. He's playing well. And he's a good back. Is this a guy that we can rely on 16-game, 17-game season? I don't know. I think that the way that they're moving guys in and out, you're sparing him. But it's going to be interesting because last week you carried the ball 26 times. You know, and he's a smaller guy. It's not like he's a big back. Can he come back and do it again and again and again? And that's the question. What's going to happen when this running game at times, you know, when Jimmy's going to have to do something? And Jimmy's, and I think Kyle Shanahan understands that there's going to come a time where we're going to cut him loose. And Jimmy's going to have to throw the ball 30 to 40 times and have to win that type of game. It's coming, guys. Trust me. Sure as Monday comes after Sunday, it's coming.
Hey, Goo, real quick. I know we got low on the – I got a question for you.
Okay.
Because this has to do with low. I'm looking at the standings. What team's got the best point differential in the entire NFL? In other words, they've scored more points than their opponents by the largest margin so far this year.
Go ahead, Lowe.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Goo.
I'm asking the question for a reason. It's the New England Patriots, Lowe.
Yeah. That's incredible.
They are so sound. It's a fundamentally sound football team. Belichick, he just tells guys, do your job. Look at their defense. See, they're not telling this kid that he's got to go out and play, throw 40, 50 times. They're telling this kid, look, our defense is good enough. You better take a good look at New England's defense. They're saying, look, boys, we're going to play defense. We're not going to ask this young quarterback to go out and have to score 30 or 40 points. If we score 25 points or more, that's good enough. New England's in a situation, they're saying, look, if we can get to 21, if New England scores 24, how many games are they going to win? So when you got your quarterback understanding the system, understanding what he has to do, and that's just like Jimmy G. Jimmy G understands now what he has to do. When your system is that good and your defense and you can play that well, you don't have to go out and be lights out. And that's what New England is doing. You're taught it, Steiny. They're playing great defense, putting their offense and their quarterback in a good situation, getting turnovers, winning the turnover battles, and saying, look, go get us 21. We're going to get you 14 just off of defense. We're going to get you 3 or 4 turnovers just on defense. Go get field goals, and our defense is going to do the rest. That's what New England is doing, and that is a winning formula for Bill Belichick, and it always have been. A smart quarterback that don't turn the ball over in New England, you can win some football games.
Listen to Lowe. Lowe, you don't know this, but I was out last week, right? So while I was out, some sports information came across the wire. And I got to tell you, I'm not hating, but I need you to give me this information as to why. I'm watching the New Orleans Saints run Trevor Siemian out there, and their season is spiraling out of control, and Taysom Hill gets a new contract, and I'm sitting there. It wasn't just a little money, Lowe. It was some big chicken, and he's not even an option at quarterback. What am I missing? Because it don't add up.
I think this is that feel-good money. Because, you know, you put him in there, and it's interesting because I was talking to Anissa, you know, a gal that was married to one of these guys in New Orleans, and she's a diehard Saints fan, and she's still by him and still loyal to him. But everyone talks about Drew Brees, what he was to that team. And you see not having a Drew Brees on there, that team is just it's a shell of himself. It goes to show you, Guru, to your point. It's a quarterback-driven league. Taysom Hill just got paid, and you know Taysom Hill cannot carry that team, but you paid him backup money because that's what you do with backups now. But that just goes to show you they don't have their starter. We don't know what's going on with Jameis, you know, that injury. Are they going to bring him back? Probably not. But I don't believe that Taysom is that guy, and I don't think they paid him starter money unless you're getting over $25 to $30 million a year.
Hey, Lowe, thanks as always,
love
man.
Love you, buddy.
49ers
you
got guys. Action.
No worries, boys. Cheers.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.